You guys remember 2019? When we were all kind of hopeful, right? I'm not going to bury the lead here. This is a holiday low story. So let's be clear. We're headed there. It involves cancer and microwaves, me peeing my pants. We'll get there. So 2019, shaping up to be a great year. You know, my husband and I have been married for about 17 years. Like Jessica said, we met in California in law school, got married in law school, had a great time out. He's from California. I'm from Baltimore. We did the California thing. I wanted to have babies. My family was here. I was like, let's go. Let's go home. We came back here. He was running a business. I'm running a nonprofit. Life is good. Kids are good. We're living suburban, you know, the dream. Went on a couple vacations. Still no pandemic, right? We don't have any hint of this. And then Thanksgiving happens. My husband didn't feel great. There's an ER visit. There's an ER, there's a hospital stay, there's a second ER visit, and there's a cancer diagnosis. 2019, Thanksgiving, he was diagnosed with leukemia. And 50 years old, leukemia tends to happen to very young people or very old people. He was not in the demographic. He was very healthy. It didn't make any sense. At that time, my kids were 8 and 12. We didn't have any family here. His family's from California, and my family had already left for Florida, as many of you all do when you get to be, like, 70. So we didn't have anybody locally. Thankfully, we have an amazing neighborhood of and network of friends who came to our rescue very, very quickly. But if any of you have gone through the cancer diagnosis, which sadly many of us have, you know your life stops, and you pivot very quickly. Your life changes immediately, your focus changes immediately, and it's no longer Thanksgiving planning or Christmas planning or holiday planning, it's cancer planning. And because Matt's family was from California, it took a while for them to get here, and I have to say, I was a little like, I don't know if this is going to be helpful. I want them to come, obviously, you know, they want to be there for Matt, but house guests, really? Like, that's a lot. I don't even know what the fuck to do. It's cancer. What do? You don't know what to do. I'm managing my kids. I can't tell somebody how to get down the JFX to Hopkins. Like, how am I supposed to navigate that and get my kids to school and teach them what the carpool line is like and what to pack for lunch? And this just sounded like a disaster. And I thought, my mother-in-law's from Malibu. It's a little posher life than I lived in Mount Washington. I don't have a maid. What am I going to, you know, how's this going to work? So I called my mom, who's in Florida, and I said, I just need to say it out loud because I'm an asshole. I'm really worried. I'm worried it's going to be awful. I'm worried they're going to show up and it's going to be awful. And I feel awful saying it out loud. And I said, I can't have people in my house that make more work for me because that would be awful. Okay, fine, I said it out loud. Fine, I'll deal. Fine. My mother-in-law showed up and knocked it out of the goddamn park. She figured out how to get to Hopkins. She knew the JFX. She goes, why the fuck are there always accidents at 4 p.m.? I said, I don't know. It's the curve. I don't understand it, but it happens. And, you know, she was on it. It was amazing. I could not let her go. But she had to go home. She had a much older husband who wasn't doing well, and she needed to tend to things at home. I was devastated. But my mom was showing up. It's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has happened. My husband's treatment, and I suppose I should have mentioned this, with December 1, he went into the hospital for 30 days. 3-0. They put you on chemo, and they keep you there for the rest of the 30 days. So the entire month of December, we had to manage what the fuck cancer is. Oh, all of a sudden you're learning everything about leukemia and then some, managing my family from California, and, oh, by the way, I have these two kids who are like, Dad's dying? What's happening? So that was leading up to the holidays. My mother-in-law comes, knocks it out of the park. Great news, fantastic. We're December 15. I'm like, we're killing it. This is great. Chemo's good. Matt's good. I'm sleeping in the hospital occasionally, by the way, if you've ever slept with a leukemia patient. You can't even use the same bathroom because they pee chemo. And so you got to go down the hallway. Like, there's levels of fucked up that I'm happy to share if anybody's interested, but it's awful. So about the 15th, my mom shows up, and I'm thinking, great, you know, I obviously don't have to teach her how to do anything. I've already told her what I need. I'm pretty sure when I called her to tell her what I was concerned about, I gave her a recipe for how to behave. My mom showed up and did not lift a finger until I asked. The first day she showed up, she got there at like midnight. I left the door open, let her in. She let herself in. At about 7:45, I had the greatest night's sleep. And I'm like, you were supposed to do carpool. I need to go to sleep. I'm exhausted. And it never got better from there. 3 or 4 times I had to say to her, please, if you're going to be helpful, you need to anticipate. Needless to say, it didn't get much better. So now we're at Christmas Eve. She's been there for a little over a week. It's Christmas Eve, and I think, okay, maybe I need to take a different tactic. Mom, today's Christmas Eve. I haven't done any Christmas shopping. Matt's been in the hospital for a better part of 3 weeks. I've been going to the hospital daily. I need to do some Christmas shopping and see my husband. We had, prior to cancer, had a very robust holiday tradition, and it's so lovely to actually follow all these wonderful people because, and all of you from the audience, I mean, all so many traditions, regardless of the religions, are they're so rich and so important to the way that we honor our holiday season. And for us, it was reading the night before Christmas. It was the kids cutting down the tree and us decorating it together. And we did none of this because my husband was in the hospital. And Christmas Eve comes, and we take this tiny little tree, tabletop tree that I got at Walgreens, and leave it with my husband and put these stupid little fucking balls on it and try to pretend that everything's going to be fine. And I take my kids home, and I say, Mom, I got to go Christmas shopping. I'll be back. I show up about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and here's where it gets really good. I took probably, it's guilt shopping, right? You always go overboard at the holidays. Well, when Dad's in the hospital with cancer and you don't know what the fuck is going on, you guilt shop. Fortunately for Barnes & Noble downtown, I guilt shopped there and only there. So I came in with about 8 loads of bags from Barnes & Noble, went from my car to my 3rd floor to hide from my kids, and back about 5 times while my mom sat on the couch and watched me, to then say on my last trip, why didn't you ask for any help? And I just went, I think I'm going to have to give you a to-do list. Could you please put away the cookies that have been out, that you tried to bake and failed, that have been out on the counter for 3 days? Make sure the house is clean for our Christmas dinner tomorrow, and help the kids put away the laundry that I washed and folded and put it in a basket that's sitting on the landing. I'm going to go wrap presents. 3 o'clock. Go upstairs. Come down at 7 o'clock. Not a thing is done. Why did I come downstairs? Oh, because I had to make myself a microwave burrito, because that was Christmas Eve dinner for me. And I said to her, do you think you might get on that stuff? And yeah, sure, no. No problem. I said, well, are you going to read the kids the night before Christmas? That's a big, important tradition for us. I'd really appreciate it. Sure, no problem. At like 8:30, I hear my kids, 8 and 12. Are we going to read the night before Christmas? And if you're a mom and you hear that, it doesn't matter the kids say it, it doesn't matter how far away you are, you're going to hear it. And I just heard, I might have heard, Christmas. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I come running down the stairs. I was like, you guys want to read Night Before Christmas? On it. And I look around, and none of the stuff is done. It's now 8:30 at night. And as I'm coming down the 3 floors, I'm just mentally checking. Nope. Guys, I'll be right back. Hang on. Get the book. Be right there. I'm going to put some cookie stuff away for just a hot second. And that's where it all went wrong. I took the thing of flour off the counter. And I hit it on the countertop. In my face. all over the counter. Now, if any of you have been lucky enough to try to clean up flour on a counter, you all know that it's kind of like mercury. It just moves away from you, all of it. You can't get it. It just is gone. And in my case, I happen to have been right next to the microwave. So now it's under and around. So I'm shifting the microwave and angrily. And something in me broke. And a rage that I've never, ever experienced that since or before came out. And I took my microwave. And I, Incredible Hulk style, pulled it up to my, over my head, and slammed it on my tile floor. And I proceeded to take every glass jar that was left out for the cookies, the sugar, the baking, what the fuck you put in cookies, I don't know. And I hurled them across the room, screaming, "If you can't help me, you need to leave. Because I can't do it. You're just making it worse." Now, if any of you guys are moms, you might relate to this piece of information. For those of you who aren't moms or haven't given birth to a baby, sorry. But I've been wrapping presents all night. I have ADD. I was zoned. I did not make it to the bathroom. With every scream and with every smash, I'm peeing in my own pants. A little bit, not a lot, but enough to make it awkward. So here I am in a fit of rage, surrounded by flour, shards of glass between me and anything resembling the rest of my house. Urine. And I look over. I have a nice open floor plan in my house, so there was no hiding what was going on. So my kids are right about here at the banister. The way you imagine kids looking for Santa, right? And my kids just watched that fucking horror show. And I went, okay, so let's get the book and let's go to my room and we are going to read The Night Before Christmas. My mother turned on her heels, never said a word during the entire thing, walked away. I read my kids Night Before Christmas in my bed. I didn't let them sit on my lap because, you know, gross. And we fell asleep together. And that was the lowest point of my life. And I held my kids, and I said, everything's going to be okay. We're going to be okay. I don't know how, but we're going to be okay. And tomorrow is Christmas. And 3 years later, we're okay. My husband's home with my little fucking kids right now. I still talk to my mom. And we did it, and we did it because the people who do know how to show up showed up in spades. And some people just don't know how to show up. And that's probably on them and not so much on us. And it was a horrible lesson to learn, but the people who love, love, love deeply. And that is what tragedy brought to our holiday. So I never wish that tragedy on anybody, but the little tiny glimmers of that Christmas spirit came through in that beautiful moment of showing us how to show up. Thank you.